Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about our next guest, Lois Geller. As you know, someone I hold in high regard, one of the great members of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know, clearly one of the great marketers of our time. She's the author of a number of books on taking care of customers, on getting your message out and getting people to respond to you, including the revised and expanded edition of her classic, her Bible, Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, also Customers for Keeps, et cetera, et cetera. And she's here to share, to cast her pearls before us. Ladies and gentlemen, Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks for staying with, thanks for joining us and spending some time with us. Lois, either 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago, I don't know when, somebody came up with this little saying that you and I have heard all of our lives, and it's even city folk have heard this, and that's don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Don't focus everything in one direction. You know, try to spread things around a little bit. And that's an old saying that applies to the new realities of marketing today, isn't it?
It really is. It seems like there are so many different areas you could focus on, social media, marketing. I spent last week in New York, and I spent some time with several of my friends who are small business owners in New York. And I came back, and I was harried. It seems like one of my dear friends who you know was just running, and she had Twitter on all the time, and she was doing networking, and she was doing some advertising, and there were a hundred things going on. And then I spent some time with a dear friend of mine who lives in the suburbs, and he runs a company in the direct marketing industry, and his phone was ringing constantly, and he was doing promotions. And it seemed like when I got back to Florida, I was kissing the ground when the plane came in. And I thought to myself, I learned an important lesson. And as I watched the two of them, I spent a lot of time with both of them, I realized that they were doing a million things. Mm-hmm. They were, because they're small business owners like all of us are, and everybody says you have to do this and you have to do that. So we run from one side of the Titanic to the other. And I came back and I thought, well, this is an important thing to have learned, and that is to focus on the things that are going to pay out for you, the things that have paid out for you in the past, that mm-hmm. have worked for you in the past, and then do them well or better than anybody else.
Right.
And so after watching all this frantic activity for a week and coming back here, I started thinking about my own business. We want to build our business this year. As we mentioned, I moved into new offices and plenty more room and everything, and we want to grow. And in doing that, we can't keep running around doing 100 things. Let's do 4 or 5 things well. And I think
But you do have 4 or 5 things. You're not just and those 4 or 5 things are things that you've tried. They're tried and true. You tried them, and they were successful, and you hung on to them. And what one of the things I know you talk about a lot is that you have to try more than one thing. You can't test one thing if you don't have something else to test it against.
Exactly. You have to have a control, and you're always testing against it. So the one thing, for instance, I've been on Twitter, and I love Twitter for my clients. I tweet from our own business. And yet many people use Twitter, and they just sort of spew out tweets. And the spewing out of tweets doesn't really do very much. And then they say, well, Twitter doesn't work.
Right.
But they're not engaging people the mm-hmm. way they should. And if you engage and make friends on Twitter and you ask people and you have conversations with them, and if you meet them in the right places, you can convert
do
them.
Do you actually carry on conversations on Twitter?
Yes, I really do.
A lot of people do, don't they? They don't information out, but they actually carry on conversations with people.
I also go to meetings on Twitter.
Huh.
You do that by doing...
And do you consider that to be a marketing activity?
That's one of my best producing marketing
really?
Activities.
For your own... Now, you're a marketing expert. You help people with their marketing, but you found that Twitter is a good marketing resource for a platform for your small business.
Yes, and the reason is that I've met some wonderful people there who have referred me to business that I've actually.
And you've done this all. You found met them on Twitter. You stayed connected to them on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and it's very important where you meet them on Twitter. If you go to actual meetings, like there are meetings on Twitter, and you do that through, do you know, hashtag?
Yep.
Like I go Sunday night to hashtag blog chat, which is a chat that is on 10 o'clock on Sunday night. And everybody that presses hashtag blog chat on your tweet deck, you can see what everybody's saying. You can see the topic. You can see the important person they have as a speaker. And then I meet quality people on that.
You mean as a typer?
Pardon?
The speaker. You call them a speaker, but they're really typers, right?
Yeah, they're typers.
Keynote typer is what you're talking about, right?
They're keynote, well, in this case, they're usually keynote bloggers who are typing, and they're typing the answers, and there's conversations going on all the time during this blog chat, and I learn a lot. I changed my entire blog since I've been attending these meetings,
mm-hmm.
and people look at your blog, really important bloggers.
Do you see Main Street regular restaurant, dry cleaners, manufacturers, wholesalers, et cetera. Do you see people like that growing their business on Twitter?
I really do. I see a lot of people, I don't know in all those categories. I know personally a man who is a travel agent who is doing
yeah.
very well on Twitter. I know a realtor who has been doing great things, an accountant that just picked up three pieces of business from Twitter.
Yeah.
It means engaging. It's not a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
It's finding the people who are prospects, engaging with them, and then
but here's the thing, it's not the only way you do this though. It's not the only way you reach out to the marketplace. It's just one of the ways.
That's just one way.
And that's the point I'm making about the eggs in the basket. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other baskets that Lois puts her eggs in, and we're going to do that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.